Now let's take another look at this man Herod. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon, but they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus the king's chamberlain their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. That is, they did business. It would have hurt the economy of Tyre and Sidon. So they came down and made an overture to old Herod. And believe me, he's quite pompous, you see. They're all coming and bowing before him. Now notice this man, lifted up by pride. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne, and he made an oration unto them. Quite a speaker, by the way. He was a politician that would have got elected today, regardless of what party he had to run on. Very well pleasing. Now, all of these men are little miniatures of Antichrist, friends. Remember, John said there are many Antichrists. Here's one of them. Now, notice this. And the people gave a shout, saying, "It's the voice of a god and not of a man." You see, they made him a deity. And immediately, the angel of the Lord, and again, an angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. Now, God, friends, never shares his glory. God says his glory he would not share with another. Therefore, this is very interesting. God hates this type of thing. God hates the pride of man. This man's lifted up, and they want to deify him. And he's lifted up, and God judges him. This is the judgment of God upon this man. You see, God is jealous of his glory. What a picture you have here. Now, you would think, with all of this persecution, all of these things taking place, well, the poor church now, well, they'll probably be destroyed and disappear. Oh, no. Verse 24, the word of God grew and multiplied. And I'm not sure, but what this is a verse that we want to take for our Through the Bible radio program. But the word of God grew and multiplied. We have seen that since we've moved to Pasadena. We'd had a steady growth before then, but it's been phenomenal. And we'd just like to write that today, but the word of God grew and multiplied. And some of you know we've already used this. What a wonderful thing. Well, persecution didn't hurt the church at all. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. Now, John Mark goes up to Antioch with them. You remember they'd brought a gift down to the church in Jerusalem. Now we've come to the end of the second period in the book of Acts when the gospel went to Judea and Samaria.